And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are ya? It's a match week. My name is Liz. That's Tom DePinto. Things are pretty good this week. Tom, how are you?
This is Papo. Liz, I'm doing great. I found a cold can of Fresca in the back of my refrigerator. Everything's coming up, Tom. Life couldn't be better right now. It's a Tampa Bay Sun match week. I have no problems in the world. Let's leave it at that. Liz, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm excited. I got my jersey on.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought that was appropriate because I've missed wearing it because we haven't had a reason to in a hot minute.
Yeah, it's a nice jersey. There's always a good reason to wear it just because it looks nice.
That's true. So if you are new, hi, welcome, hello. Thanks for finding us. If you're returning and you want to come back every time, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, hit all of the buttons to make sure you follow all the things at RBLRSunFC.com as I try to point to it. I have terrible depth perception. I apologize. So you can see me have terrible depth perception on YouTube if you go check out the YouTube.
Yeah. And if you're listening on Spotify, you will not understand what just happened.
Nope. So you should go watch it on YouTube and then like it.
It's better. Yeah. We do visual gags that you don't get otherwise. It's a whole thing.
You would have seen Fafo just now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll be back. Maybe.
He's a very handsome orange kitty. I love him.
I need a proof of life, though. I was told he did not make an appearance last week, so I had to get him in early this time.
Proof of life. I love it. All right, Tom, let's start it off. Today is National Girls and Women in Sports Day when we're recording this. When it comes out, it's technically the day after, but it's details.
Liz, as a man and boy in sports, I want to wish you a happy National Girls and Women in Sports Day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was very cool. We saw Amanda Vandevort made an appearance at the Sun training facility today, so that was pretty cool. She also did a podcast recently. I have to go watch that. Make sure you check that out because I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, she's a blast always. Amandy Vandy.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod.
Other friend of the pod. Congratulations to Blake alum Dochi. She's a friend of the pod. She doesn't know it yet, but she's a friend of the pod.
Oh, yeah. She's best friend of the pod.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Dochi because she went to Blake High School and she just won a Grammy for Rap Album of the Year for Alligator Bites Never Heal.
That's huge. Shouted out the 813 in the Grammy acceptance speech, too.
Yeah.
We made it, folks. There he is.
Yeah. Yes, we will. We may have a Dochi related post coming from the heat wave soon.
Yeah, we got to hold it over Fort Lauderdale's head that they've never had anybody come out of Fort Lauderdale with any amount of talent or skill.
Nope.
It's rivalry week.
Speaking of talent and skill, we had Edmonds leave, unfortunately.
Yes.
She kind of blows. I don't really feel like she was super fitting into DSB's plan, so I kind of get it. But it still sucks, because it was really cool to have her on the team.
Yeah, she had the pedigree. He's insane right now. She had the pedigree. She played every single game for us at left back, which, you know, her impact can't be discounted at all. She was a part of the game plan. We had a very clear idea of what we wanted to do going up the left side with her kind of carrying the ball. A lot of it kind of went through there and then switched the field, especially later in the season when we got our midfield a little bit more sorted. Things changed a little bit. But to lose her is it's pretty unexpected, really, and did put us in kind of a weird spot as far as our defense, which I thought was a little shallow to begin with in terms of depth. And then especially now with Brooke Denisic, hopefully coming back from her broken face injury soon. I understand that's not one you want to rush, but it would, yeah, right. But it would be nice to have her back, a little bit more flexibility in the back line with Edmonds gone. So that does create some interesting issues. She was, like I said, all 13 games. I want to say she started all 13 games at left back, right? Yeah, at the very least, she played all. You're 98% sure we are that that she started every single game for us at left back. And there's really not too many folks on the team that, yeah, we're getting confirmation now from our sources on high. So there's really not too many players on the team in any position that you can say started every game. It's those three in the back, right? Our defense. Like, we've had a bit of a carousel at right back, but the center backs have been pretty consistent. So that is a big part of the team gone. And we'll kind of transition to it in a second, but as soon as Edmonds left, it left us with two fullbacks on the team, on the wing spots. And Paige Almendares, who had mainly played on the right, but that was in large part because we had Kristen Edmonds on the left. We were deferring to her experience. And then now that we signed Jordan Zaid out of Nebraska over the winter break, she's a, I don't want to say a pure right back, because she has a lot of experience offensively going forward. Started her career in Nebraska as a forward, dropped back in the midfield, finally found a spot in the right back position. So with Talia Stouty gone, that's kind of the situation at the wide back, fullback position. And it's a little worrying, or at least it was for a few hours, as far as what our situation was going to be there. I think Paige ends up moving, spend a lot of time where Kristen used to be, because she played left back for Benfica. She played in college. She's familiar there. I think she was just playing right back because Edmonds was out there. You got any thoughts on the fullback situation, Liz?
Not much more than what I've said. I just don't think Edmonds was the right fit for just our whatever style of play that we're doing. It's unfortunate, and I hope she goes on to somewhere else just as good, if not better.
I hope she's still playing for sure. There were some times where we want those fullbacks to get up high and join the attack, and Edmonds didn't quite have the speed anymore to get all the way back in time. A lot of times on the left, you'd see the midfielders overlapping her in reverse to make the defensive play anytime there was a quick turnover or something. So it'll be a different look for us, which is maybe something that we need defensively, because we've been tweaking the Dickens out of the midfield until we got all of our personnel there. We've been working with the offensive unit, the forwards, trying to figure out what to do there, what works, and we're finding something good. I don't know if it's that pretty soccer that Coach Denise says she wants to play. I don't know if it's pretty yet, but it's working. And as long as the score is pretty at the end, I think it's pretty soccer. But it'll be a different look, I think, with Paige out there and with Jordan on the right side. I like the idea of it, but it remains to be seen. Now, I did say there was only a couple hours where our situation was weird. Because just earlier today, on my way out of work, they sprang this on me. We made another sign just a couple days beforehand, before the game against Fort Lauderdale. We officially signed to a contract a player who has been with the team, which is interesting. But we signed USF grad, 30-year-old out of Lithia, Florida, Newsom High School. I will not hold that against her, even though they were my rivals in high school. But we signed defender Jackie Simpson. She plays as a center back, as a left back. She can fill kind of the spots of worry that we have right now. With Dennis Dickert and with Edmonds gone, she plugs in those two gaps. And she's a well-experienced player. She has been out of the professional game for a couple of years. She last played in 2021 for Tenerife. Before that, for Sparta Prague in the Czech Republic. Played for Glentoran in Ireland. Also an earlier stint with Tenerife for about 3-4 years. And all 4 years at USF, where she actually ended her senior year as the conference defensive player of the year. So the accolades are there. The experience is there. The only concern, obviously, would be the fact that she has not played a competitive professional match technically since August of last year, but in all reality, not since 2021. You got anything to say about her recent background, Liz, which I think is very interesting?
Yeah. So I did a little bit of sleuthing on her Instagram because they haven't told, well, they haven't told us much.
Yeah.
So I decided to do sleuthing because that's what I do best, honestly. So she was there day one. She was on at their day one post when they're being all cute, walking into the facilities for the first time. She was there, tagged with Jordy. She was there for media day. When they took pictures of people in jerseys, she was, and then like there was like a little bit of a lapse in her posting and her being tagged in things that were related to the son. She was tagged in some other things that were like family or friends related, but then around like early November, we see her tagged again with Jordy on the ferry, and then a couple more posts, lots more posts since then. So I'm going to take an educated guess and say she's basically been with the team since July, since the beginning. She did play in that first friendly against Fort Lauderdale. You and I know this because we spoke to her
during the game.
Because Tom will talk to anyone who will talk back to him, basically.
Especially with the play.
It's great. So I think I can't even remember what you shouted or something, but you asked if it was somebody. She shouted back, "No, she's on the bench," or something. I can't remember who it was even, but it was, we asked about a specific player. She overheard us and then was like, "No, she's, you know, something or other." And we were like, "Oh, thanks." And you were probably like, "What's your name?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So point in her credit where she's willing to, she's the only player totally confirmed to listen to the fans' concerns and answer them.
Yes, this is true.
She's, by my reckoning, the friendliest player on the team. Somebody who even during a game is willing to be like, "Oh, actually, my teammate's over here doing this. And my name is Jackie Simpson. I played at USF." She gave us all the information I asked for during what was, I guess, essentially a tryout for her.
Yeah.
So Jackie, sorry if I distracted you to the point where you didn't get a contract until now.
Yeah, it's a little odd. It kind of looks like she might have been training with them this whole time. I don't know if there was a gap. I'd like to assume not, because she does seem fairly fit and she has been training with them at least since November then. Like, for sure, I can confirm since November.
Yeah, she didn't look out of place or out of shape during that preseason match.
No, not at all. I think we forgot about her only because we did not have a list of names.
Yeah. But I'm,
if we had like a list of names, I'm sure we would have been checking this whole time, honestly.
Yeah, I think I have paper notes, which I kind of write down and then forget about immediately. But I remember I went to look her up earlier today when we were talking about her for the show prep, and Google told me I already searched for Jackie Simpson USF soccer. So we know for sure she was out there. And it is interesting the fact, you know, she's been around the team, she's been tagged in all these posts, she's been playing. What really gets me and opens up a whole treasure trove of questions to explore is that in the introductory graphic the team put out for her, for a previous club, they did not put CDG Tenerife, which was the last contract she had, as far as I can tell, back in 2021. Her previous club is straight up listed Tampa Bay Sun practice squad. So that's really interesting to me, because we have a practice squad. I mean, I guess, yeah, there's got to be, I guess there's players who practice with the team but aren't signed. How does that work contractually? Who else is on the practice squad? Does anybody else have a practice squad I don't know about? Does the league know we have a practice squad? Is this cool? Is that normal? Nobody else has ever said the words practice squad to me as far as like a USL team is concerned, you know? Who else is there? Did they
cover up the fact she hasn't played for a team in a couple of years, which like, okay, I get it. I mean, just
they could have said Tenerife. They're not saying when she was there.
Yeah.
It almost raises more questions when they say, oh, we called her up from the practice squad. You know?
Yeah.
Because I see that and I go, who else is on the practice squad you can just call up? Can you just call them
up?
You got to give them a contract? Can you give them a one-day contract? Can you give them a 25-day contract? Can we sign Marta to the practice squad to circumvent rules? Can we loan her to ourselves?
Yeah. And you know what, too, is all these posts, too. I'm sorry. All the comments on all the announcement posts for her, they all say long time coming.
Yeah. So she's, I mean, she's been there since the Fort Lauderdale game in August.
Yeah. So no, she's been there since July.
Right. Yeah.
She's been there since day one.
Yeah, she's been putting the work in, practicing with the team, which is incredible. And like, it also begs the question: long time coming. Why not sooner?
Wasn't that the open practice?
We've needed defenders. Maybe they hit her. Maybe they only were the, you went to the open practice. Were there anybody who like you didn't? Did they just hide the practice squad? Did they sweep them under the bed or something? Like what's the deal?
Or were they there and I'm blind? And just
maybe that.
I was blinded by the beauty of the entire squad.
Blinded and starstruck, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, honestly.
You saw Yuki Watari standing there not doing anything and went, I don't know what's going on.
No, I saw her playing with a little mini ball and I was like, yay!
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. We gotta ask some other teams.
Even like Sienna Bryan was commenting on it, so I think she's.
Maybe we didn't have roster room because we had the academy players and they counted. Do players count to a? Is there? I have so.
so many questions.
Is there too many? Is there a roster size limit? I guess is the question.
Yeah. Is there a roster size limit? Who counts as being on the roster? Has she been being paid this whole time? Which is none of our business. I don't need to know like amounts, obviously. But like, has she been like a part of the team? Has she been on staff? Like, I guess.
I think everyone should be paid for their labor.
You know what I mean? Huh?
I think everyone should be paid for their labor.
I mean, yes. No, I agree. Jesus. But no, but you know what I mean? Like, has she been getting a paycheck from Tampa Bay Sun for like player or something?
Yeah. That's the thing too with the academy contracts. Do they get paid?
I feel like
they
don't.
Or is that just all right, well.
I know they don't because that's how they maintain eligibility for college.
That's what it is. Yes. They don't want to get paid. That way they can go to college.
Yeah, but then they still get the it's for the experience.
Yeah, it's an internship, you know.
The exposure.
Yeah, I did an internship at the USL Super League. Now you can see me on TV, actually. Who else are we hiding is like my question. Because I want to know every player involved with this team. I want to know what our options are. I want to know if there's like...
She didn't have a cubby.
Does she have a cubby? Yeah. Do any of them have a
cubby? She didn't have a named cubby. I know that's like such a silly thing to go by, but like that was the state of the team at the end of the season because this was like one game before the last game.
Spokane.
Yeah. It was like 2 weeks before the last game or 1 week before the last game was that little like winter thingy they did.
Did we have a number set aside for her this whole time? Because you wore a numbered jersey in the game, in the preseason game.
Yeah, but Lord knows what it was.
37. Who knows? I don't know. We you and I, we just found out about the concept of a practice squad, and we're like, tell us more.
Alone.
Yeah. I need to know who else is hiding in the practice squad. Are there like recent unsigned USF players? Is that a lot of the practice squad? Are there Tampa Bay United W League players hiding on there? What's going on? I want to see the practice squad roster.
I demand
to see the practice squad roster. What other treasures are being hidden?
Yes. So who else are you hiding from us that we want to love?
Right. Stop shielding Jackie Simpson from our love.
Yeah.
She's ready for it. And everybody else in the practice squad is too. Yeah. So we don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know too much about her. I didn't have much time.
There's a picture of her she took on from her Instagram from the first game day, but she's wearing just like a baseball jersey. Like she's just like chilling.
Yeah. She can't wear the jersey.
And then there's this huge gap between then and then in November.
I don't know. She's with us now.
What's her name?
She's got a pedigree, you know, internationally. Yeah. Prague. There's somebody from Super League just went to Sparta too, actually. But yeah, welcome to the team, Jackie. I say,
yeah, she replied to the Heat Wave little welcome post, and it was very cute. I appreciate when players do that.
We're like 7 months late to welcoming her to the team, I guess.
I know, we would have done it sooner if we had known.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but
we're being so rude. We don't even know it.
Yeah. Right. We're snubbing so many people on accident. No.
You know what I'm gonna have to do now is I'm gonna have to go through.
Break into the team facility. See who has.
No. I'm gonna have to go through and see who the team is following.
Okay, that's what you got to do. Honestly, more power to you. Have fun tonight.
Yeah. It's not too bad. There's only 281.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
And I can subtract like 22 because I all know those are players.
You can do that in an hour.
Yeah. Oh, and me.
Yeah, and are you on the practice squad list?
No. I mean, I can subtract 22 people from their following.
And you.
They're following the Heat Wave.
So you know you're not on the practice squad, though.
I know that I'm not on the practice squad, yeah.
Not the injured reserve with your arm or whatever?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, Liz is the new LB, the left behind. Am I right? you play left bench. I'm sorry.
Play standing section.
Yeah.
And flag. I play flag.
You play flag. I play flag.
I made that joke in Color Guard, and I can make that joke now.
Yeah. We need hecklers. So yeah, you are.
Yeah, there we go. Yelling at goalkeepers is. I don't do that though. You do that. I'm too shy to do that.
I heckle you. You're friendly. My job is being mean to the other keeper. Your job is being nice to Ashley.
Yeah, I like my job.
Good job to have. Yeah. So Jackie Simpson, she plugs in. She covers all the holes. She knows Denise. She's game fit. She knows the team. So there's not going to be, you get that thing a lot where you get a new signing. They don't know where everybody's going to play. They don't know the good chemistry. They don't know where to play the ball. That's going to be the cool thing to see. She's going to hop right out there and know exactly what to do.
Yep.
Because she's on the practice squad.
You're really salty about not knowing about this practice squad.
I'm big mad about not being aware of the practice squad. They can't just say, oh, she played for the practice squad. Come on.
What practice squad?
What practice squad? It's news to me. And I don't like that being, I don't like being snuck up on. Yeah, hey. We can get in the weeds about the practice squad, you know. After dark, we can do some conspiracy theorying about the practice squad.
Okay, well, speaking of getting snuck up on, though, it is a match week, and we have a game on Saturday.
To be honest, it snuck up on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, to be fair, we weren't supposed to have a match for, like, 2 more weeks.
Yeah, yeah, and then the hurricane. We are the only game this weekend. All eyes on us.
Yes. And if you're not watching, it's because you better be there.
That's awkward, Liz.
Why not? If you're not watching on Peacock?
Okay. If you're not watching on TV, it's because you're watching in person.
Yeah.
All right.
I needed to say that better.
If you're not watching, it's because you're there and not watching. Yeah. Like, okay. Weird.
I talk so good, like.
Hey, that's why you get paid the big bucks. So let's run it down. I mean, all eyes on us, folks, because this is not just the only game happening in the Super League. Not because it's the only regular season American match happening this weekend. MLS, USL in preseason. This is the one that counts, folks. All eyes on us, because this will be the 118th meeting between professional soccer teams from Tampa Bay and Fort Lauderdale. That's a crazy number.
Do you actually have that number?
Yeah, I can confirm it. I can confirm every single game.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
I'm calling your bluff.
I'll confirm all night. Well, there. Good question, Eureka. The last professional women's soccer game was between Tampa Bay and Fort Lauderdale was a couple months ago. I'm an ass.
I'm sold. He's got to know the rest of them. I'm sure he knows the other 117.
There has never been professional women's soccer teams from Fort Lauderdale and Tampa Bay to play each other. And a big part of that reason is just there was never a professional women's soccer team in Tampa Bay before the Sun. Right. So let's get into the weeds with the numbers. We all love numbers. We get crazy for numbers. We drool about them. 118 matches, if you include this one coming up. So 117 total. Two of those were between the Sun and Fort Lauderdale. Yes, I do count the friendlies. 64 of those 117 games have been won by the Tampa Bay team. Only 45 have been won by the team from South Florida. So we're better than them. The numbers are just there. If you did the quick math, 64-45, that does not add to 117. That's because you can draw in soccer, folks. Newsflash, buddy. There's draws. What's interesting is there's only been 8 draws in the history of this rivalry, and 2 of them have been ours. The past 2 games that we've played, Fort Lauderdale included. And that's weird, but a lot of that is because I think the old NASL didn't do draws for a while. They went straight to shootouts afterwards, like MLS Next Pro does, because they thought Americans' brains couldn't handle it, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like something the NASL would have done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did I call it the original USL or the original NASL? I can't remember what I said. NASL. Okay, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Yeah, so we are well in the lead. The Sun would have to go on like a 20-something game, like a 19-game losing streak to cough this lead up, which I don't see happening, and I don't intend on letting happen.
No, absolutely not.
Right? I don't know what I could do, but I don't intend on letting it happen.
No, we're not going to let it happen.
Yes. We will storm the field at loss number 18 if that happens and have the game abandoned. That's what we'll do. We do matter as fans. So that is the entire history of it. And the women's side is about it for the rivalry now, because Miami FC does not count. They do not play in Fort Lauderdale. That is not the rivalry. The rivalry is not Tampa Bay Miami. Okay. They can call it a rivalry all they want. And I know
they actually do in Miami.
They do down there. Yeah. And they're probably moving to Homestead anyway. So it double doesn't count because that's even further. So it's just us. If there's anything close to what it could be, it would be the Rowdies playing Inter Miami or Inter Miami 2 in like a friendly or an Open Cup game. And to be honest, I'm surprised we haven't played them in a friendly. Open Cup takes a lot of things to have happen, and there's only like one chance of a year. So if you want that hot, hot rival reaction, the only place you're getting it is the USL Super League. That's why they call it the U Sizzle, because this sizzles because it's hot. I'm cooking tonight, baby. I'm on my game.
Oh yeah.
You do not seem convinced, but I don't need your approval.
No, you don't.
Never have. all right. So the current iteration of the rivalry, Fort Lauderdale United FC. They also have a volleyball team. Very funny. Never forget that, please. They have Addie McCain on their team. She is the...
Wait, can we call them Fort Lauderdale Sporting Club then?
We can call them whatever we want. We don't have any respect for them. We talked about this before. They are legitimately like the only soccer team in America well, that just changed a little bit. But they are one of the only soccer teams in America that, like, also has another sport. They are the only people that should be calling themselves Sporting Fort Lauderdale.
That's true. Okay, so Sporting Fort Lauderdale.
Sporting Fort Lauderdale, yeah. With their, I was going to do a bit where I read off some of their volleyball team's results and pretended like it was the soccer teams, but I couldn't find any. It's youth volleyball. It's hard to look up. So pretend I did that and that it was funny.
Oh my God, it was hilarious.
Thank you. So Fort Lauderdale United, they do have Addie McCain. She is the Golden Boot leader. She has scored 8 goals in the 13 games played. We are all very impressed, Addie. Keep it up. Don't score on Saturday. But that's impressive. They are a solid team. They're sitting right there in the middle of the table with us. They are clicking offensively in a way that if it wasn't for the long winter break, I would be worried, because they did have some momentum at the end of the 2024. But you get the wind taken out of your sails with that 2-month long break.
Yeah.
Some other players to look out for, Shania Gordon. She leads the league in shots without scoring a goal. She has 26 shots and 10 on target. And none of them have gone in.
Still something to worry about, though.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, it's bound to happen eventually, right?
Yeah.
And then somebody else, new signing, Jorian Balcom. We talked about this a little bit last.
What the heck are we going to do about her?
Yes. And the thing to take solace in, she's a great player. She was slated to be one of the better ones in the league. The thing I am happy about is that coming from DC, she does not have her scoring touch. You know, you can be a great goal scorer, but if you haven't scored in a long time because you played for a really trash team, it's hard to get that ball rolling again.
No, I know, but Fort Lauderdale's had this weird knack.
Yeah.
Of really turning some, like, they've been pulling a raise where they've been taking some really young players and then making them into gold.
Yes. Which getting someone with the experience of Jari and Balcom might, with under Tyrone Mears' coaching, might make the timeline of learning how to score goals happen a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, you talk about that knack. Let's talk about a new hot player for Fort Lauderdale that hasn't probably gotten a lot of fanfare. The only reason for that is because she has only played 2 Super League games. But I am talking about striker, first name, last name the same, so name, so nice they named her twice. Striker Prally Prally. She played 1 game for Fort Lauderdale, did not score a goal, but she did not worry because she took up that lone striker position in their 4-2-3-1 or in their 4-1-4-1 that they're doing now. Lone striker Prally Prally bagged a brace in literally her 2nd professional game.
Cool.
So when you talk about having a knack of turning players into goal scorers real quick, that's the kind of thing they're doing down there.
Yeah.
Yep. Addie McCain, 13 game professional. She's a rookie. 8 goals. Golden Boot. Prally Prally, 2 goals, 2 games. So it's, they're clicking. They're doing the right thing down there. Tyrone Mears has switched to coaching so much better than Frederick Briant did up in DC. So congratulations, Tyrone.
The bar was so low.
Yeah. Do you want to use that as a transition, Liz, to talk about what has been happening in our nation's capital? Football-wise?
Yeah. Oh, that would take a while.
Let's narrow the scope on the nation's capital thing to just USL Super League real quick.
Yes. Yeah, so DC signed a player and they also released a player. So we signed DC signed Emily Colton of Wake Forest, which again, I think is super cool. And that's a third Wake Forest player, if I'm counting right.
I think just in the winter window.
I want to say that's the third coming. And that's the Wake Forest team coming off their first playoff run ever. And they lost, but they, you know,
in the just final, getting them, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, what? That's huge. In the final, they made it all the way.
Yes. And she was also a prospect for the U.S. Women's Youth National Team, which I believe one of the other players was as well last week when we talked about.
So
you can definitely see where they're pulling from, trying to pull also from the same place, I'm assuming, to get that quick people meshing together. Cheat
Jackie
code. Yeah. It's just like speed run that part. Yeah.
We don't have much time. The franchise, maybe. So let's go.
And then on the flip side, they released Mariah Lee. Mm-hmm. And her statement was a little concerning.
Yeah. Can I, real quick, some context. They lost Jorian Balcom last week. Mm-hmm. This week, Mariah Lee leaving. Those two were the points of the attack. They had two up top for most of the season, and it was Balcom and Lee. And they are both gone now. And yes, Liz, her statement.
Yeah, which I'll just read for you real quick. Quote, "Unfortunately, the experience that I envisioned did not materialize, leaving me unhappy for quite some time. I want to thank my family, friends, and therapists for lifting me up during these really fraught times. My love for the game, spirit, and will may have been weathered, but by the grace of God is still intact." What did they do to her?
My God, I have
never
heard.
What are they doing to those players? I don't think I've ever seen a player have to thank their therapist when they were leaving a team if they were doing it in a happy way.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a player mention their therapist because it's never been that bad.
Yeah. She seems I don't want to downplay any of the mental things going on for her or for anybody, but my God, she seems traumatized with her experience.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
I am very concerned as to what the locker room culture is there and how the players feel. And I really hope that they feel safe. And if they don't, I really hope that they have the ability to reach out to someone about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds really unfortunate. I would hope and pray that that is isolated to just her. She was just not having a good go of it, but it does not sound like that.
Yeah. Not with the way, with everything we've seen out of DC, I want the team to succeed. I want every Super League team to.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
But no,
we don't need our own San Diego. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There has been very little in the way of good news out of Power FC. They got that academy player who has been playing very well, and I think that is probably the nicest thing anyone can say about that team.
Yeah.
From the beginning, with the logos concerned, the fact that the name is impossible to find in search engines.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, the players did not. I mean, I think we did. I think we beat them.
We beat DC. I think we might have drawn them the first time we played, but we beat them on the
real. Yeah. They did not look like happy players, now that I think about it. My memory might be foggy, but now that I think about it, I feel like they were they had just lost, but still, it was that dejected.
Even Lexington had some pep in their step when they were you know?
My heart goes out to her. I hope wherever she goes on to is a much better, much healthier place for her mentally, physically, all of those things.
Yeah, I want her to have a love for the game. I've never seen a player release this kind of statement upon leaving. Never seen anybody say that their love for the game, spirit, and will were weathered by playing professional sports. It's straight up troubling. You can't sugarcoat that. It's not a good thing.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, if I was in the league office right now, I would be making some phone calls, and I really hope that they are.
And
if only to check on player wellness and welfare.
I don't know how much blame you can put at the feet of Frederick Briant. He's not there anymore. And Mariah still wants out and got out. But evidently the club culture that existed up there, and I hope they can turn this around in 2025, but obviously the club culture was not supremely positive. You know, we talk to the Sun players during games, after games. We see what they're up to on Instagram, and they just straight up look like they are having the time of their lives. You know?
Yeah. It looks like I've never had any inclination that any of the Sun players were like unhappy with anything that, you know, could be fixed kind of thing. Like it was unfair treatment or something like that, or coach not being professional, something like that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Most of the rest of the league seems really good. We're not hearing. I think it gets a little bit more amplified.
I still want to figure out what was going on with like the P. Diddy thing, like partially owning Fort Lauderdale, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a thing. I haven't forgotten about that.
Friends or something, but yeah, it was too close for comfort.
Yeah.
And then they sort of just took him off the website real quick. So, Youth Volleyball Academy too. I don't know. Let's not think too much about this.
Yeah. Not until we have more information, at least.
Yeah. We're doing the USL Super League RBLR After Dark Conspiracy Theory thing again.
Oh, yes. Libel is a thing. Yes, please.
Yeah, this is what happens when we record late. We start coming up with conspiracy theories and
Sun After Dark.
Yeah, it gets crazy, folks. But yeah, I think the DC issues are probably more magnified because it's a first year league. People are worried about it, rightfully, especially with the history of women's pro soccer in America. NWSL had a host of issues behind the scenes that are mostly cleaned up. San Diego last season still had a lot of interesting things. So it's only right, it's only just, it's only empathetic to be concerned about the state of pro soccer and all the teams. So there's more of a magnifying glass on it because DC is one of 8 teams in a brand new league. There's less teams to keep an eye on when there's only 8. And so when one team like DC is wilding out like they are, changing their logo, firing their coach, playing in front of no fans, not even telling us for sure where they're playing in 2025 yet, right? We're not sure if it's Audi or if they're playing in Segra out in Leesburg.
I don't know if that's been confirmed, yeah.
Right, and I feel like if they did confirm it, we would know.
Yeah.
That's not something you learn and forget real quickly. So yeah, there's issues in DC. I hope they can right the ship because Brooklyn's got their legs under now. I know there were some worries there. And everybody else seems to be doing just squeaky fine.
Oh, it says Audi Field.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Because that's been working great. We do conspiracy theories and sarcasms, baby. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to get away
Speaking
from
the DC of sarcasm, stuff? Ha ha, Brooklyn.
There we go. Thank you. Hope you had fun with your little pizzas. Brooklyn. Hope you had fun cooking pizzas in a wood-fired oven and enjoying the beautiful Tuscan rolling hills, you jerks. Brooklyn FC made league history yesterday morning. They played the first ever overseas game, not the first ever international friendly. Dallas did that when they lost 6-0 to Barcelona. Brooklyn made history by going overseas, taking the fight to the foreign shores, and promptly losing 2-0 to Napoli.
Yes.
They did put out their starting 11 for the match. It looked like a lot of who they normally run. I know Sidney Martinez did not get the call in goal. I think it was Purcell who was in the futures camp. She's gotten a lot of minutes. Grabia started, one of their top goal scorers. Obviously, Isabel Cox did not because she decided to retire from pro soccer, which is also interesting. But hey, what are you going to do? I don't think I expected Brooklyn to go out there and beat Napoli. And we don't know too much about what happened in the game. There's no video or nothing, just a couple still pictures. But ha 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 ha, they lost 2-0. And that's funny to me.
It is. Haha.
Yeah. Oh, they think they're hot stuff, top of the league. I kind of wish they had won, actually, you know, now that I say it like that.
Went a long way just to lose. Went a long way just to lose.
Not just to lose. They made some good looking pizzas.
Yeah, that's fair. I already live in New York. They already have good pizza. It's just adding insult to injury at this point.
It was a trip to the mother country. They had to pay homage. They had to do their pilgrimage.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
It's like birthright for Brooklyn people to go to Italy. around the league, most people have cooled off with their signings. Just us with calling up Jackie from the practice squad. And DC evidently scrambling to replace Mariah Lee by signing Emily Colton. But everybody else seems to be settled in, locking in preseason. It's not preseason. It's midseason preseason.
Yep.
Because we already, it's technically different. Nobody played any friendlies besides the Brooklynopoly game, right?
Nope.
That's a little disappointing, but I guess who are you going to play? College is out and... And WSL wasn't in camp yet. So you kind of got to go overseas. And we've got our mid-season game, which is a preseason game for Gotham. So you can kind of half count that, I guess, right? Good news about the Gotham game. I know there's concerns because their roster ain't all the way there yet. But
they signed Midge Purse!
Let's go! I'm excited! Yeah, so we get to see Midge Purse at Big Jim Stadium now.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. Tierna. This is going to be great. It's given us such a good reason to, like, follow Gotham this coming season, too.
Now I care about the NWSL again.
Yeah, right?
Which sounds terrible, but honestly, it's just too much to follow with two leagues.
Yeah. Yeah, I've mostly dropped. I only watch Rowdy's games pretty much now. I barely watch the rest of the championship. So if I'm watching
whatever's on for the championship, like
usually
after the Rowdy's game, there'll be like a Colorado game or a Las Vegas game. I'll watch if something's on.
That's I will straight up encourage everyone to if you watch this championship league. I will straight up encourage you to pick a Western Conference team to follow for after the Rowdies game, just to throw on. I love Phoenix because their games are at like 10:30 at night Eastern time. And you can put that on when you've got a couple too many beers in you and just let it play.
I've fallen asleep to so many Phoenix games.
Yeah. And Spokane Zephyr games too at this point now.
Yep.
They play good soccer, but it's very late. And I'm usually very drunk that late on a Saturday. If I'm watching every Super League game like I mostly have been, if I'm watching all the Rowdies games, I think I can throw Gotham onto the pile. You know, I can get away with that.
And we did find a way to finally make Dan care about the sun again.
Yeah. Shout out Dan from Pasco, Dan Donino. I guess he's not under any true obligation to be a Sun fan because he moved to New York after they started.
Rude. I am saying he's obligated. The end.
Yeah, that's a skill issue, I think, is all. So yeah, do not. We're gonna plug that Gotham game every week until it happens, I think.
Yes, absolutely, because I'm still gonna be marveling that it's happening.
Yeah.
People are excited for this, like not just us. It's cool. I was listening to another podcast earlier today, and they are just as this is very cool. We like this kind of crossover. Bafo.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't get the first game in league history. Carolina got that. But we got like first player, first coach, first logo, right?
Best logo.
Best coach. and now we got the first. Actually, this might be a fun question to ask. This might be the first ever matchup, like ever anywhere, between two women's first division soccer teams in the same country that aren't in the same league. Because has there ever been another country with two top division one women's leagues?
I would have to check. My guess would be Iceland, Sweden, or Australia would be your guess. Would be the.
I don't know if they have two though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because other countries are normal when it comes to soccer, and we're not.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can only think of one other country that has, or had. I don't know if they still do. Has had one or two top flights, and that's India. They in the India Super League and the I League, and that's men's side. So, but yeah, that might be a fun piece of homework to figure out. That might be something for me to do at work tomorrow.
My boss. Yeah, you do that while I'm looking through the son's Instagram followers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We both have our jobs.
These are the weird projects we have to work on to be a podcast host, folks.
Yes, they're very important.
Yeah. Speaking of late night games, Spokane, I want to give them a shout out. I think this happened a little bit further back, but they got Seattle Sounders legend Ozzie Alonso into their ownership group. And that is for obviously the Zephyr and the Velocity in League One. But that's a good sign up there. Yeah, new investment, always good. He's a Washington soccer legend. So I think they're solid, man. They built that stadium. I know the high schools up there use it too, but they're like the main tenants, the two pro teams, Velocity and Zephyr. I love what Spokane's up to.
Yeah, it's not as bad when you're sharing a stadium with a high school when it's your stadium. It's different when it's a professional women's soccer team sharing it with high schoolers.
One high school on their campus.
They don't own it.
Yeah. Their stadium is like downtown. It's not a big downtown. It's Spokane, Washington, but it's downtown. It's in a good spot. They just need some friends out there, you know? They're all alone.
Yeah, and if it wasn't so gosh darn far away.
Yeah, I feel bad for those players.
Yeah. That's a rough away trip all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, which away trip is not rough for them, exactly.
Yeah. So score predictions for the game.
Okay. Yeah. I will go first. I like the Tampa Bay Sun. I like our chances. I like our players. I like the way we're set up. I like the way we handled ourselves throughout the off season, mid season break. Still feels weird to say. I know Fort Lauderdale's a dangerous team. They've got a scoring touch now. Both times we've played them, it's been 1-1. Granted, one was the preseason game, but the other one down there in Fort Lauderdale, heavy rain, which played a factor. But we mostly dominated that, and that wasn't even with all of our midfield congealed yet. They got a kind of a late lucky goal off of something goofy that happened, so we were the better team. I don't think we keep them off the board, but I do think we win. I'm taking the Cowards' prediction. Tampa Bay Sun are going to win 2-1.
Okay. Well, I've decided to be the confident one, and I say we're going to win 3-1.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You want to take a step further? You want to name goal scorers? Have a little fun, a little side bet, a little parlay?
All right. I'm going to say Flo.
Okay.
Oh, crap. I'm going to say Flo with 2 and Flint with 1.
Flo with 2? That's really good. Flo's gotten a brace before. I'm going to give 1 goal to Flint. I think it's going to be a nice workman type goal. And the second goal, I think, will be a rare first time Sydney Nutella.
Okay. Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, I want that to happen now. I want that now. Yes. Can we speak this into existence, please?
We're manifesting it.
Yay.
Oh, Addie McCain with Fort Lauderdale's goal. She adds onto her golden boot tally.
Oh, all right. You know what? I'm gonna, because I really feel for her. I'm gonna say Jorian Baucom gets.
She deserves it. She deserves it.
If I could ever say her name, I apologize. I just want to keep saying Jordan, and I know she's probably so used to that and so annoyed by it.
Well, call her Jordan when you yell at her this weekend.
Yeah.
and then Eureka.
Eureka said a 1-0 win with Flint with the goal.
Okay. We all agree that Tasha's scoring this weekend, though.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Honestly, safe bet.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Remember to like, subscribe, hit all the buttons so that you do not miss anything. We love ya. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's go the sun.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.